Well, let's turn now to Ferguson and the August shooting death of the unarmed black teenager Michael Brown by a white police officer. This week, a delegation of Ferguson activists and the Brown family testified before the United Nations in Geneva, Switzerland. We reached a member of the delegation, Justin Hansford, on his cell phone from Geneva. He teaches law at St. Louis University, and he co-authored a report for the UN Committee Against Torture about alleged excessive force by police against protesters. And Justin, torture, a very strong word here, maybe one that could inflame an already tense situation as we await the grand jury's decision whether to indict the officer in this case, Darren Wilson. Shouldn't you and others just wait to see how that plays out?
I'm happy to say that I am very respectful of the legal process and the legal system. The United Nations process is separate from both the state and federal judicial process. It's not in any way a conflict to take the case to the United Nations, because what they do is they use the facts available to make claims about the systematic factors in the United States which cause, on a consistent basis, young people of color, and particularly young black men, to face death and severe injury at the hands of police and those who would act under the color of state law. You know, if you look at the reaction from particularly the black community, but really all across the country, you'll see people who are able to resonate with the story because they themselves have experienced similar types of targeted harassment.
Sure, it may be separate, and maybe you're talking about the big picture, but all week we've seen in Ferguson preparations, people talking about the governor asking protesters not to resort to violence. You got activists working with police, police talking about the training that they've done. You've got this conversation going on in Geneva. There's some concern that all of this is actually possibly making it sound like violence is inevitable.
Yeah, and I really hope there's no violence, but 9 times out of 10, those instances of violence have been initiated by the police. You have a hard time finding police officers who have been injured by protesters, for example. We can tell I'm not exactly the most neutral party here, because I myself have been tear gassed. I myself have experienced some of these situations.
Clearly, it's complicated. I mean, we did see cases of looting as well. You know, both sides, it becomes a mess during these times. Officer Wilson is not indicted, what do you think happens in Ferguson?
You know, if he's not indicted, I'd be disingenuous if I didn't say that I think people in Ferguson, and not just Ferguson, throughout the region and probably throughout the country, would be highly upset. We saw when Trayvon Martin's killer was not found guilty in the criminal justice system, there's a deep hurt. I use the analogy as a sort of a fresh cut in an old wound.
And Justin, you'll be a legal observer for organizers on the ground in Ferguson once the grand jury makes its decision. What will you be watching for?
Yeah, I will be watching to make sure that people who are exercising their First Amendment rights to demonstrate peacefully are not treated brutally. And we're very nervous about what's going to transpire. You know, we made plea after plea for authorities to take a peaceful approach, and nobody's hurt. That's the greatest fear, is that somebody will be hurt.
St. Louis University law professor Justin Hansford on a cell phone from Geneva, Switzerland.